François Furnis. François had been blind from birth, the daughter of a tenant farmer from around Toulouse. She died in 1855 at the age of 45. She kept herself occupied by teaching catechism to children in preparation for their first communion. When the catechism was changed, she had no difficulty teaching them the new one because she knew both by heart. One winter night, as she was with an aunt and returning from a journey to several places, she had crossed a forest on dreadfully muddy paths. The two women had to walk carefully on the edge of the ditches. Her aunt wanted to lead her by the hand, but she said, "Don't worry about me. I am in no danger of falling. I see a light on my shoulders and it is guiding me. Follow me. I'm the one who is going to guide you." Thus they arrived home without incident, the blind woman having led the one who could use her eyes. Would you be so kind as to explain to us the light which guided you on that dark night in which only you could see?
Excuse me. People like you who are in constant relation with the spirits need an explanation for an incident like that one? It was my guardian angel who was guiding me.
That was what we thought, but we wanted you to confirm it. Were you aware at the time that it was your guardian angel leading you?
No, I will admit, although I do believe in heavenly protection. I had prayed for so long for the good God to take pity on me. Being blind is so cruel. Yes, it is very cruel. But I also realized that it was just. Those who sin with their eyes must be punished through their eyes. And such is the case with all the other faculties with which humans are endowed and which they abuse. Thus, don't look for any other cause for the numerous misfortunes affecting humankind than that which is natural, that is, expiation. Expiation which is only meritorious when born with humility, but which can be mitigated through prayer by attracting the spiritual influences that protect the guilty of the human penitentiary and infuse hope and consolation into afflicted and suffering hearts.
You devoted yourself to teaching religion to poor children, although it had been changed in form, and despite your blindness, was it difficult for you to acquire the necessary understanding of the catechism you knew so well?
Ordinarily, the other senses of the blind are doubled, if I may express myself like that. Observation is not one of the least faculties of their nature. Their memory is like an archive wherein teachings related to their aptitudes and inclinations are set permanently in order. Since nothing from the outside can disturb this faculty, it can thus become remarkably developed through education. That wasn't my case, however, for I did not receive much education. I only thank God for having enabled my education to be enough, so that I could fulfill my mission of devotion alongside those children, and which was, at the same time, a reparation for the bad example I set for them in a previous existence. Everything is a serious subject for spiritists. All they have to do is to look around them, and it will be more useful than if they were to allow themselves to be misled by the philosophical subtleties of certain spirits who mock them by flattering their pride with phrases of great effect, but devoid of good sense.
By your language, we deem you to be intellectually advanced, just as your conduct on earth gave us proof that you were morally advanced.
There is still much for me to acquire. However, on the earth, there are many people who are mistaken for simpletons because their intelligence has been veiled for expiation. With death, the veil falls, and quite often these poor simpletons turn out to be more educated than those who disdain they aroused. You can be sure that pride is the touchstone for recognizing people. All those whose heart is accessible to flattery or who have too much confidence in their own knowledge are on the wrong path. Usually, they are not sincere. Be wary of them. Be as humble as Christ was, and carry your cross like He did, with love, in order to access the kingdom of heaven.